Welcome and thank you all for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I'll turn the meeting over to your host, U.S. Department of Education. Speakers, you may begin.
Thank you. Good afternoon and good morning to those of you on the West Coast. Thank you for joining us for the first pre-application webinar for the Native American and Alaska Native Children in School Grant Competition. This is the first of two webinars designed to review the application process and competition priorities, as well as to answer any questions you may have about the grant competition. My name is Mariana Vincent, and I am the Deputy Director for the Office of English Language Acquisition here at the U.S. Department of Education. Our office, OELA, administers the NAM program. We are very excited to be offering this grant opportunity and are grateful to all of you listening in and interested in the Native American and Alaska Native Children in School program. We also want to acknowledge that this grant application cycle remains authorized under existing ESEA legislation. The new law, the Every Student Succeeds Act, ESSA, continues the commitment to fund NAM in 2017 and beyond. Joining me on this webinar from OELA is NAM Program Officer Francisco Lopez, Ron Petraca from the Office of General Counsel, and Ron Lessard from the White House Initiative on American Indian and Alaska Native Education. Also joining us is Allison Moss from our Budget Office. At this point, I'd like to turn it over to Ron Lessard, who would like to say a few words.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you, everyone, for joining us today. One thing I would like to impress is the continued commitment from the administration to serve Native American and Alaska Native students. We welcome any initiative, innovative and robust ways to encourage Native language instruction from you. And we want to thank you for the listeners for your interest and commitment. And just know that this, the administration, the White House Initiative, as well as the Department of Education is committed to the preservation and revitalization of Native languages through several initiatives that we do. So with that, I would like to turn that back to you.
Thank you, Ron. So this is Francisco Lopez. I'll be facilitating the bulk of the presentation. Just want to turn your attention over to a few housekeeping points. On the screen, you'll see the number and the code. You must dial into the conference line in order to hear the webinar. Hopefully, everyone on here can hear us pretty clearly. As mentioned, this is the first of two webinars. We encourage all interested applicants to join us for the series, as we will be addressing different information in each webinar. Please note that all webinars are being recorded. The slides and recording will be posted on the NAM applicant information site approximately 1 week after the live webinar. During our webinar today, all phone lines will be on mute. However, we do encourage you to submit questions in the chat box as we present. The chat box, if you look on the screen, is located on the right-hand side. We will do our best to answer your questions as we move through the slides, though we have reserved time in the end of the webinar for a general Q&A session. In addition, we encourage you to review the frequently asked questions on the NAM website. The webinar series is intended to provide technical assistance to applicants preparing applications for the NAM 2016 grant competition. However, all potential applicants should review the Notice Inviting Applications, also known as the NIA, in the Federal Register. The NIA is the best and official source of information regarding the NAM 2016 grant competition. In addition, detailed application instructions can be located on grants.gov by searching for the NAM grant competition by CFDA number 84.365C. Application instructions can also be found on the NAM applicant information site on the OELA website. You can go to www.ed.gov NAMM/OELA and click on the NAMM 2016 competition under What's New, and it will take you directly to the applicant information site. So today's webinar will focus on providing potential applicants with a brief overview of the NAMM 2016 grant competition, including the application process, selection criteria, competition priorities, budget information, and other important resources. The second webinar will focus on the Government Performance and Reporting Act performance measures, known as GEPRA, and we will delve deeper into the selection criteria. The selection criteria details how your applications will be rated and scored by the panel reviewers who will read and score your applications. Please note that the dates and times of the webinars are subject to change, so we encourage you to check back at the NAMM applicant information site for updated information. You can also like the OELA Facebook page to receive updates. Again, the webinars will be recorded and archived on the NAMM applicant information site. So these are the topics we plan to cover in today's webinar. The next two slides will provide a brief overview of the NAMM program itself. So grantees have flexibility in designing programs to meet local needs to improve academic attainment of ELLs. Projects funded under this program may be used for teacher training, curriculum development, and evaluation and assessment to support the core program of student instruction and parent community participation. Student instruction may comprise preschool, elementary, secondary, and post-secondary levels or combinations of these levels. This year, we anticipate a total of 10 NAMM grants with an average size award of $300,000 per year for a period of 60 months or 5 years. There are various entities that may be considered eligible applicants for this program, and we're going to run through each of them. Indian tribes, tribally sanctioned educational authorities, Native Hawaiian or Native American Pacific Islander Native Language Educational Organizations, elementary schools or secondary schools that are operated or funded by the Bureau of Indian Affairs or a consortium of such schools, elementary schools or secondary schools operated under a contract with or grant from the Bureau of Indian Education in consortium with another such school or tribal community organization, and elementary schools or secondary schools operated by the BIA and an institution of higher education, IHE, in consortium with the elementary schools or secondary schools operated under a contract with or a grant from the BIA or a tribal or community organization. Authorized under Title III, NAMM grant recipients are also subject to the equitable participation requirements in programs and activities. Equitable participation must be provided to school children, teachers, and other educational personnel of private schools. After meaningful consultation with private schools located in the area served by the grant recipient must provide private schools professional development equitable to the professional development provided with program funds to public schools teachers. More details on the implementation of this process will be discussed at greater length with the new grant award recipients after the competition. Applicants should, when developing their application, consult with private school representatives in the area that will be served by their project. The second topic, the frequently asked questions, FAQs, in the application package are a great resource for all potential applicants, in particular for those applying to the NAMM grant competition for the first time. You can access these FAQs in the application package on the NAMM applicant information site. The FAQs can also be accessed directly by clicking on the FAQs in the blue box. Those are the two sections on that website where you can access them. The FAQs serve to respond to the most common questions you may have. We ask that you read through these FAQs before emailing any questions to nam2016@ed.gov. The FAQ sections and noted pages in the application package are divided by topics and are intended to help you quickly locate responses to your questions. Please remember that department staff is not permitted to respond to applicant-specific questions during the competition period. I will now briefly review the application process and submission. You can access a grant application via the internet at the link noted on the slide or by going directly to grants.gov. When you are ready to submit your grant application, you must submit it via the grants.gov system. All grant applications must be submitted electronically via grants.gov to be considered. You must be registered in the grants.gov system in order to submit an application on behalf of your institution. We strongly encourage you to begin that registration process early. Applications are due by 4:30 p.m. East Coast time on Tuesday, May 24, 2016. Check out the grants.gov website for guidance on submitting a grant application through grants.gov. If you need the application package in an accessible format, please contact OL staff at nam2016@ed.gov. Before submitting your application via grants.gov, you must be registered in the System for Award Management, also known as SAM. This process can take 7 or more business days. You should begin this process as early as possible to avoid any issues with your grant submission. The application package contains a detailed application submission checklist to assist you in the application process. Parts 1, 2, 4, and 7 refer to required forms that must be submitted as a part of your grant application. Part 3, the project narrative, is the meat of your application. This is where you will address the selection criteria. Part 5 is a one-page project abstract that briefly describes your program. And Part 6 are the other forms that you must submit, including the letters of support or MOUs from the consortium partners you are working with, position descriptions for key personnel, not resumes, and your indirect cost rate agreement. Each of these sections is outlined in detail in the application package. Your project narrative listed under Part 3 must be limited to no more than 35 double-spaced pages. If you exceed this, it will not be read. The 35 pages must adhere to the following specifications, including 1-inch margins, double-spaced and use, and use either 12-point or larger Times New Roman, Courier, Courier New, or Arial font. All of the application submission instructions are detailed in the NIA and application package. Please read through those very carefully. Applications that do not follow the application guidelines, again, will not be read. Your application narrative should respond to the selection criteria. Remember, the selection criteria is how your application will be scored by peer reviewers. We will briefly be reviewing the selection criteria today and will dedicate the majority of Webinar 2 on April 7th to outlining the selection criteria in greater detail. Please also include a table of contents to show where and how your proposal is organized. But note that the table of contents does not count towards your 35-page limit. And, as mentioned, there are a number of required forms and necessary assurances and certifications. Those two are outlined further in the application package. We also ask that applicants refrain from submitting lengthy appendices. The only forms you should attach are those specifically asked for in the application package. Again, applications are due May 24th at 4:30 p.m. Washington, D.C. time. Do not wait until the last minute to submit your application. Technical issues on the part of the applicant will not result in an extension. Start the process early. Once a department receives your application from grants.gov, an agency tracking number, also known as PR/award number, will be assigned to your application, and you can use that number to view your application on grants.gov. Okay, so we will now spend a few minutes providing an overview of the selection criteria. We invite you back to join us for webinar number 2 on April 7th as we will delve deeper into the selection criteria at that time. So there are 4 selection criteria on which your application will be scored. The maximum score for these 4 sections is 100 points. This does not include the additional points you could receive for the competitive preference priority, which we will discuss next. Section A of the selection criteria, quality of project design, is worth up to 45 points. Section B, quality of project personnel, is worth up to 10 points. Section C, quality of the management plan, is worth up to 25 points. And Section D, quality of project evaluation, is worth up to 20 points. Each of your applications will be read by peer reviewers with experience in preservation and revitalization of Native American languages, early learning, and parent, family, and community engagement work. The reviewers will be provided with suggested point ranges to determine if your application has fully addressed, well addressed, adequately addressed, poorly addressed, or not addressed each criterion. This suggested scoring rubric and information on the selection criteria can be found in the application package. We encourage you to read through the relevant sections in both the NIA and the application package if you would like more information on how your application will be scored. As you can see here, the 4 selection criteria are listed on the far left column with a maximum point value. Then, depending on the quality of your response, it could receive a point value of 0, up to the maximum point value for that section from the reviewer. The 2016 NAM grant competition has 1 absolute priority, 1 competitive preference priority, and 1 invitational priority. Today, we will provide a brief overview and encourage you to listen in on webinar number 2, which will go further into those priorities. All applicants must address the absolute priority, which, as noted here, speaks to supporting the teaching, learning, and studying of Native American languages, while also increasing the English language proficiency of the children served. Your application will not be read if your project design does not address the absolute priority. There is 1 competitive preference priority for which an applicant may receive additional points. The competitive preference priority is improving early learning and development outcomes. And finally, there is 1 invitational priority, which is parent, family, and community engagement. The invitational priority does not earn the applicant any additional points. So as mentioned in the previous slide, peer reviewers will review and score the competitive preference priority using the suggested scoring rubric illustrated on this slide and can be seen in full on page 19 of the application package, and will award points from 0 up to 5, dependent on the quality of your response. Now, I'd like to turn it over to my colleague, Allison Moss, from our budget office.
Thank you, Francisco. So I'm going to spend a few minutes talking about the budget section of your application. Section C of Ed Form 524, also known as the budget narrative, is required in the application. The budget narrative provides justification for how the requested funds for each budget item will be spent. As you can see, this is Section A as it's related to Section C. This is the first page of the budget forms. As we see here, Section A is an itemized budget summary for the life of the grant, otherwise known as the full 5 years. Section C, which we discussed in the previous slide, is the budget narrative. A budget narrative provides the details of how the management plan, project personnel, and the activities that support the objectives of your project are all aligned in the application. For more in-depth information of what details should be included in each line item, see your application package and guide that is posted here on the NAM application information site. Here's a screenshot of the NAM applicant information website where you can obtain copies of the required forms for your application. Remember, however, that your application must be submitted electronically via the grants.gov system. If your grant is awarded, the program staff in OLLA will conduct a review of your budget. In performing the budget review, the program staff must consider any project activity or budget issues or concerns identified by the peer reviewers who read your grant application. Program staff analyze both the project activities and budgets for all years of the project to determine whether the activities and budgets are reasonable, allowable, and allocable. Program staff determine reasonable, allowable, and allocable costs based on the uniform guidance provided by the Office of Management and Budget. Should staff find items that are not allowable in an applicant's project or requested funding level, we will ask you to eliminate those items, activities, or budget requests from your budget. That is why it's important to provide clear, concise descriptions and explanations of use of funds in the budget narrative of your application. Here you'll find some budget-related resources should you have a question about what is allowable, reasonable, and allocable. And now I'll turn it back over to Francisco.
Thanks, Allison. Now we're going to look at the reporting requirements. If your grant is awarded, a year later, an annual performance report must be submitted for the purpose of continued funding. The annual report provides data on the status of the funded project that corresponds to the scope and objectives established in the approved application. So an annual performance report, or APR, is used to determine if the project has made substantial progress in achieving its goals and objectives within budget. The APR is used by the department to determine if the grant will be funded for each subsequent year. More information on APRs will be provided to grantees after the competition. Notice of intent to apply. The Secretary strongly encourages each potential applicant to notify us of the applicant's intent to submit an application. Though the notice of intent to apply is optional, it helps us in planning for our review process here. Please notify us of your intent to submit an application by emailing nam2016@ed.gov with the subject line intent to apply, and include the content of the email in the following information. The applicant organization's name and address, and the competitive preference priority or invitational priority the applicant will be addressing in the application. Applicants that do not provide notice of their intent to apply may still submit an application. So as we wrap up this portion of the webinar, we wanted to remind you of some important dates. Intents to apply are due April 14th. Applications are due May 24th. We wanted to give everyone as much time as possible to submit a quality application. So here are your key dates. Finally, there are a number of places where you can go for resources and information on the grant and related work. All NAM competition information, as stated, can be found on the NAM applicant information site. Additionally, the National Clearinghouse for English Language Acquisition, or NCELA, has a wealth of resources related to serving English learners. And finally, our colleagues here at ED in the White House Initiative on American Indian and Alaskan Native Education and the Office of Indian Education have additional information on department-wide work with our students. And so at this time, we're going to open it up to your questions. Note that all lines will be muted, and you are encouraged to submit any questions you may have in the chat box on the lower right-hand side of the screen. If you do not see that chat box, make sure that the chat bubble on the upper right-hand side of the screen is clicked and blue. So we'll give everyone a few minutes. Okay, we've received a number of questions. One of the questions was asking when the next webinar was, and so straightforward, simple answer to that is April 7th. That's next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's the same format. We've also received a number of questions dealing with eligibility. As mentioned in the webinar, we are unable to answer applicant-specific questions at this moment. And regarding eligibility, I do want to point you to page 7 of the applicant package to FAQ question number 3, which outlines, again, the eligible entities. If you would like more detail regarding your specific, if you have further questions regarding your specific situation and the way your schools are set up, you should email the NAM 2016 box detailing those circumstances. We're going to put everyone on mute for just a second and we'll get right back to you.
So we encourage you to continue to enter any questions you may have in the chat box. We will consult on those and do our best to answer those as we have quite a bit of time left to answer your questions. So we encourage you to enter any questions you may have in the chat box. We'll go ahead and put the phone line on mute and wait for any additional questions from you. Hi, thanks again for asking a few more questions. We received a question as to whether or not there are sample applications available for review. You can access previous NAM applications from prior years on the OWELA website. However, keep in mind that each grant application cycle contains new and different application priorities and different selection criteria. So it would be important to keep that in mind if you are reviewing previous applications, that though an application was awarded in the past would not necessarily mean that it would meet the criteria based off of the current competition priorities and selection criteria. So we'll go ahead and put the phone line back on mute and do our best to answer and go through your questions.
thank you for patiently waiting. As we look and read the questions you've been submitting, most of them deal with eligibility. So as we mentioned, we can't give a yes or no right now in terms of whether or not each applicant would be eligible because of your specific contexts. We do strongly encourage you to send those questions to the NAM2016@ed.gov box so that we can consult with our program attorneys here and try to give you the best response possible. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute while we deliberate some more. Thank you. Right, thank you for patiently waiting. It looks like there are no more questions at this point. So again, really encourage you to submit your questions that we weren't able to answer to now, or any further questions that you have at any point in the future to the NAM2016@ed.gov box. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to our Deputy Director, Mariana Vincent.
Thank you, Francisco, and thank you to our colleagues, Ron Petraca, Ron Lassard, and Allison Moss for partnering with us in this webinar and on this work. Thank you again to all of you for calling in and for your interest in applying for the NAM grant competition. Please come back April 7th for the second webinar where we will delve into additional content. And remember that intents to apply are due April 14th. Please send those in to the NAM 2016 email box. Thank you and have a great afternoon.